Aspect number two, the wounded child. In this aspect, we have experiences that we assess and judge subjectively in a dualistic way, and we assign meanings to them. This experience is good, and that one is bad. This experience is dangerous, and that one is safe. My mom got mad at me because I broke that rule. Bad children break rules, so I must be bad. Our assessments are based on the emotions we felt when the experiences occurred, and the stronger the emotions, the more weight is given to the facts we make from our experience. As similar facts accumulate over time, they become hard and fast conclusions about the nature of reality. This reality is then made into part of our stories, which we wholly believe are true. Furthermore, we identify with the stories we make. They are ours. They define us, and we are them. The story becomes the lens through which we assess ourselves, others, and events. We are unable and unwilling to explore other possible interpretations of our experiences. We may even feel threatened subconsciously by other possibilities and resist hearing about them, let alone giving them consideration. The story is the standard against which we measure expectations and outcomes. When our expectations are fulfilled, we're satisfied with how our lives are going, and we feel okay about ourselves. But when our expectations aren't fulfilled, we feel like we're being treated unfairly by others and or by the world, and that there's something essentially wrong with us that has brought this undesirable outcome. I don't deserve. I'm not worthy. I'm not lovable. We find ourselves filled with shame, which is, ironically, a feeling that we are ashamed to admit to having, even to ourselves. And we compare ourselves unfavorably to others. What's wrong with me? How can they have blank and I can't? This kind of comparison has been called comparanoia, which seems to just hit the mark. The pattern. We believe that the stories we have made up from our childhood experiences are real and that they are the truth. We feel the need to justify the conclusions we've reached about ourselves, others, and the world. Breaking the pattern. We acknowledge that we have written our own stories and that we created them because it was the best we could do as children to survive and protect ourselves emotionally and or physically. We hold an attitude of love and compassion for the child who developed these coping mechanisms. We are grateful for what we can now see and learn from those early experiences, but we know that now we can deal with things differently.